With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sports talk radio debate going on here. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Playoff week for the Washington Nationals. Dusty Baker does not have a contract, should he? Danny says sign him this second to an extension. I'm in wait-and-see mode, and the Nationals are as well. And I think what they're doing is correct, and a lot of people are upset with it. I tweeted this out. I think Dusty deserves an extension. I'd likely give him one after the year. I'd wait and see what other managers come available. Why is this crazy? You could tweet us at Grant H. Paulson.
At Funny Danny for
me. You can call me, 800-636-1067. You can call Danny, 800-636-1067. Agree or disagree with either of our takes. A couple of other thoughts I jotted down during the break. Number one, you're basically saying he's done the job. 2 years, you've made the playoffs, you've won the division. You would have then extended, locked in Matt Williams, say that they didn't have injuries, and they got to the playoffs again that second year in a row. He was crippled by injuries in a very good division in a year where the Mets made the World Series and a lot of stiff competition. But you're saying he did the job. Sign him. Dusty Baker's a lot better manager than him. Bud Black was available that offseason. A lot better manager than him. That's kind of my logic is, can you do better? Should you try to do better? Here would be my next point. You tell me who you'd rather have as your manager, if you're an owner, for the next 3 years.
Okay.
Okay.
Am I going to pay market value, which the owners haven't done? But well, let's say I am.
Yeah, sure. Dave Roberts or Dusty Baker?
Dave Roberts.
Okay. Bud Black or Dusty Baker?
Bud Black.
Okay. Joe Madden or Dusty Baker?
Joe Madden.
Those are three of the playoff teams the Nats are going to be competing against in the National League.
Mm-hmm.
The other is Torey Lovullo, who's in the play-in wildcard game for the Diamondbacks. Nobody knows who he is, including you. He's the bench coach of the Red Sox. But just know he's going to be the manager of the year in the NL this year. Or Dusty Baker.
Dusty, over okay. The guy that I got no frame of reference on.
I would take him as well. Lovullo did a better job this year in his only year as a manager, but I'll take Dusty as well.
Mm-hmm.
My point is you're ranking him fourth out of five managers in the NL field. I ask you again, as the best team in baseball in the last 5 years, should you in any way strive to do better? Or should you at least give yourself a chance, a possibility of doing better? I'll even throw in Bruce Bochy. Giants missed the playoffs this year.
Bochy.
Who knows, by the way, if Bochy, who's probably in San Francisco forever, what's to say they don't go, oh, we're about to be bad for 3 years? That guy became available in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be mad if they extended Dusty today and then Bruce Bochy in a week becomes available?
If it was possible that Bruce Bochy was coming, then sure. I mean,
Nate, is it possible that the Nats know something as baseball insiders that someone could be out of a job?
Entirely possible, yeah.
I would put Dusty over Matheny with the Cardinals.
I would.
I would put Clint Hurdle with the Pirates over Dusty. I don't know about you.
I would say Dusty over Clint. I think he's gotten dining out on some really good runs, but overall doesn't blow my skirt.
So then I've got Lovullo and Matheny as the guys under him as far as the NL staples in the playoff teams.
Yep.
I've got Dusty basically at that point, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got Dusty sixth out of the eight managers that manage teams that are regularly in the playoffs. And my point is, we're just saying extend him, give him the blank check. They made the playoffs. Should we at least see who else is out there? Do you want to crack the top three in that conversation potentially?
And I'm saying the Nationals, until Steven Strasburg and Ryan Zimmerman before them, haven't done a good job of this, taking care of their own. You let guys walk away. Show that you value your own. When you do the job here, when you've done it here, you extend Anthony Rendon when you can. You offer Bryce Harper. You don't just say, well, what else is out there for cheaper? A guy that's done it for you in your town that's arrived at the expectations, which are high thanks to how good this front office is, I think you need to change the perception of you around baseball that you value your own. It's not just looking over the fence. I can't have the Dan Snyder viewpoint of, oh, the next sexy head coach. I'm going to go get Shanahan. I'm going to go get Spurrier when somebody's deal is up or even beforehand. I know it's not the same because you're not firing somebody to get to the next guy.
Anybody.
But it's their own fault that they didn't extend him. It's their own issue that they didn't at any point say, hey, let's visit this. It's their policy, and you hide behind that.
But you're cool then having this the fifth best manager of eight of the blue bloods in the NL right now.
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
That's fine. I would like to see if I can do better, which is fine. You also used the term arrived. You said you've arrived at the expectation, that he's met expectations. Do you think in 2 years, and this would not be blamed on Dusty at all, but If you asked Mike Rizzo at the start of last baseball season, you guys will be eliminated in the first round each of the last 2 years, he'd say that's below his expectations? Because I would say that it is. I don't think he's, quote-unquote, arrived at expectations. Winning a division when you're built as well as they are is not that difficult. Winning in the playoffs is what's difficult.
But that gets us to then we're basing, you know, 18 months of baseball on 2 weeks. And that's the problem I have with that line of thinking.
That's a bad mistake, but I'm saying you're not doing that necessarily. You're just saying, hey, is there someone else that might be helpful in these games that are all about pitching decisions, X's and O's, in-game?
Let me try to find a better comp. Yeah. If you didn't like any of my other ones, would you have let Barry Trotz go this offseason and go find somebody else last year of his deal? They didn't get past the second round again?
I think it's a great comp, actually. There was conversation about that. I personally, no, wouldn't be up for letting Barry Trotz walk. I don't know enough, to be completely honest with you, about NHL coaches and strategy and all those things.
I mean, me either. I have no idea.
I'm way more versed and competent talking baseball strategy. So I don't have a good answer for you. But I would say philosophically, if there are better coaches than Barry Trotz, who's one of the most winning coaches in the league the last 12 years, that become available, I wouldn't have had a problem with that. I wouldn't have done it.
You'd say that's fine. Let a President's Trophy winning team that was great for 7 months and bowed out again to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
I wouldn't have done that. No.
To go?
No, I would not.
But you wouldn't have had a problem with it, though. You wouldn't have raised a question and said, "Hey, this is a little odd."
I probably would have disagreed with it on the air, but I would understand it if they said, "Yeah, we got a guy that's going to put us over the top." I wouldn't like it. I think it'd be a bad decision.
Okay,
but. By the way, it was something that was brought up.
That conversation was had.
Very
yeah,
smart,
absolutely.
In hockey, I'd like to answer your question. I don't know enough about hockey coaches and non-Capitals division hockey to be able to do that. Let's go to Cheese in DC. What's up, Cheese?
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous for Friday. Like I'm so nervous.
Absolutely.
But on top of that, I'm down the middle with the both of you. For me, I mean, the learners want to win, and it's something that they've talked about and they've said it. That's why we've gotten everyone. That's why we've done all this stuff. Prove it or lose it at this point. So I'm kind of with Grant where, hey, let's see what happens because, you know, we made, you know, this is our fourth appearance since 2012. Let's see what happens. Prove it or lose it. And also between Scherzer looking funky today and not throwing bullpen, I'm more concerned about finding out who our game two starter would be if he doesn't. I care more about that than I do about resigning Dusty right now.
Thank you,
Chief. You and me both, buddy.
Yeah,
thank
same
you.
Here.
800-636-1067, and I'm guessing it's going to be Gio. People want to chime in on this, which is awesome, and we want your guys' calls on this. So dial them up.
Let's wrap up
the show with this. By the way, full hour of Nats here in the 1 o'clock hour and a ton of Nats in the 11 o'clock hour. We are officially elbow deep into the postseason at this point on Grant and Danny, and we appreciate that you guys are going to make us your playoff home over the next couple of weeks. Remember, we are going out to Chicago to Wrigley Field. Your Nats calls on Dusty Baker. Next, we'll make that segment all yours. Got a couple prizes to give away on G&D as well. Hey, guys, Grant Paulson for Jerry Mannix of Mannix Heating and Cooling. They do the best work, very clean and respectful in your home. Product knowledge second to none, especially when it comes to Mitsubishi Electric equipment. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are more efficient, don't require expensive, tedious ductwork. They came to my dad's house. They made a room in his house, his sunroom, all glass, the most comfortable it's ever been. I know you got a basement, or maybe it's upstairs where you sleep, that's just a little bit colder than the rest of the house this winter. Fix that. They're going to put a system in that room that regulates the temperature. They're going to find, this machine is, it's that good, it's a robot. It's going to find the temperature areas in your room where you got colder, warm spots. It's going to direct air into that small part of that room. Call Jerry Mannix, 703-777-9211, 703-777-9211, or go to MannixHVAC.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.